And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hook up. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landing. Yes, this is world the world headquarters. Yes, sir. Yeah, you hear him. It is here. He's here. Captain Joel Ralston with the Teresa M. Did I say that right?
You did say that
okay,
right.
Good. Yeah, good. We're going to have some fun here, I promise you, in this next 2 hours. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
It's that time of year again. San Diego Monster Jam is back, and your San Diego County Ford dealers can get you close to the action. This month, Monster Jam is happening at Snapdragon Stadium on January 10th and 11th. Visit your local Ford dealer to take a test drive and receive exclusive complimentary pit passes for Monster Jam. That's right. Come drive a Ford F-150, Bronco, or Explorer and get those pit passes to see Gravedigger and Velocraptor up close and personal while supplies last. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your participating local San Diego County Ford dealer for Monster Jam pit passes today.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Well, you said it best, man. Today's going to be a great day. It's been a long time since we've had Joel in the studio.
I know. Our good buddy Joel Ralston. Good morning, Joel.
I was going to buy the Condor, and then the Condor got tragically...
He's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's history.
It had hull damage from electrolysis.
Yeah. And, I think he's down. Yeah, go ahead and pull that mic towards you there. I know you're not shy.
No,
for sure.
Yeah. You got to buy me a couple of beers first.
Not even.
No, not really.
Yeah, just fired up. So, Condor is what, down in Ensenada now or something like that?
Yeah, I went down to Ensenada, and I think I know the guy that came up here to drive the boat down. He's commercial fish with me before.
Yeah.
It's no longer. That's really sad. I miss.
Yeah, that was.
I'm a sport boat guy. Yeah. We had a good time on
totally.
There.
Yeah. So now you're a commercial albacore fisherman.
Yeah, back to commercial fishing.
Wow. And
we got our own boat. We bought the Jody H.
Yeah.
Now the Teresa M, like you said.
Teresa. Don't call it Teresa.
No, it is not Teresa. It's not even spelled like
Teresa.
That.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a beautiful boat.
It's a really cool boat. And did you have to do much to it? Or?
No, it was turnkey.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's always, as good as somebody keeps a boat, there's always stuff you want to do to it. So we're going to try to do that this year.
Cool. How big is Teresa M?
62 foot on the document, 70 feet if you got to pay for mortgage.
Yeah.
They get you for overall length, which is, you know, from the seagull's tail feathers that are hanging off the anchor to the seagull's tail feathers that are hanging off the rack, just to stretch the overall length to get more money out of us. But but we get to tie up a G-string. It's really cheap.
Yeah.
I think it's 7 cents a foot there.
That's insane. That's about as cheap as it gets.
Yeah, you can't, I mean...
But you have to be a commercial fisherman.
You can't park a car somewhere.
Yeah, you can't have a yacht and roll in there. That's for commercial boats only. And it's a rarity down here because there used to be the Driscoll's dock, which is cleared out now.
Yeah. They're going to redo that. Apparently, the plan is they're going to redo Driscoll's dock and make it for commercial guys. That's the idea, right?
Before the mics were turned on, I said it's nice to tie up here because we buy all our stuff at San Diego Marine Exchange or, right. You know, and... if you're stuck downtown, the downtown traffic will wipe out your day. Just try to, oh, I forgot this, so I got to go to Marine Exchange. Whoops.
Yeah.
We got a skiff. We might drop it in the water and just drive over here on the skiff.
It'd be probably faster.
It might be faster. We might time that out.
Yeah,
so.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's cool. So what is your fishing season on the Teresa M?
Most of the commercial boats leave around June, the beginning of June. They go up and they make some bait, either Aventura or Santa Cruz. They get all their bait, I mean, before they even see any albacore. And we nurture that bait the entire time until it's time to use it. My mistake last year is I thought it was time to use it too early, and we're throwing it over the side. Woo, look, albacore boiling on the jigs. Woo-hoo. And then when we really needed it, we didn't have it. But
how tough is the bait catching part of it? Because, I mean, you have to do everything. Like, you wrap it, you catch it with a net, like the whole nine.
Yeah, but most of the time is in the river, so you're fighting the clock. You got to do it on the slack.
Okay.
Because they get, I mean, the water moves in here pretty good if you're in the channel. You know, sometimes it's ripping. And it's like that up there. So when it's slack, all the bait floats. You see it flipping around. You go, oh, there it is. You make a set. You try to get as much as you can. Most of the time, you end up rolling bait out of the net, and then you got to wait for the next slack tide.
How tough was that of a skill set to learn, you know, catching fish with a net?
Santa Cruz, it's not in the river.
Okay.
It's out in the open ocean.
Yeah, I got you.
So you can do it all day long.
Okay. You just drive the net around it.
But it's still on the slack of the tides when it comes up and it starts leaping around.
And how much bait can you put on the Teresa?
About 500 scoops.
500
scoops.
Oh, wow. And how long will that last you?
As long as you're nice to it and feed it and, you know, scoop the dead off the top and siphon the dead off the bottom and take care of it, it'll last almost indefinitely.
Wow.
Throughout the season, anyways.
It'll last you.
Till we need it.
Till you need it.
Yeah, so we get it in June and we use it in September.
Wow,
or end of
no
August,
kidding.
September, yeah.
Wow.
And you do that just because in September, when you do need it, you want to have it.
You
want to travel
it.
A long
when
ways to catch more of it.
When it's time to go to the poles.
Yeah.
If you don't have it, you might as well be in the parking lot. You're not even on the playing field.
I got you. And how far would one have to travel usually to catch it if you?
Normally, if you're lucky, it's right there in the rivers or along the beach.
But that's
between the Columbia River and Westport there. There's a place called the Wallapa where the bottom changes all the time. And if you haven't been in there, which I've never been in there,
Everyone
says, oh, don't go there by yourself. Oh, don't do it. You want an escort. You want somebody that's been in there, you know. So that's where most of those guys made their bait.
Okay.
And
in a sketchy area.
Yeah, because a lot of tidal flow and
soft
bottom. So where it says it's 10 fathoms on the chart, it's like 2 fathoms or half a fathom.
Oh,
or,
my gosh.
You know, it's crazy.
Because the bottom changes so much.
Yeah, so we ended up having to go all the way down to Eureka where it's more user-friendly. And a guy, Ken Bates, he actually made bait for us.
Nice.
And he, you know, we tell him we're coming.
Yeah.
And he keeps an eye on it, you know.
Sure.
Okay, the bait's over here. And, you know, by the time we get there, he knows exactly where it's at. He just goes out, makes a set, we get it, and we're good to go.
Okay. Yeah, and then you get back to fishing.
Yeah.
Anchovy, right?
Anchovies.
What a trip. I just am fascinated by this. I think it's really cool.
Oh, it's just like that tribute to tuna video that everyone used to watch back then. I mean, it's still available.
Yeah.
But, yeah, lip pole bait fishing.
So how do you like this compared to what you fishing you were doing before? You were doing longline fishing in the South Pacific before, right?
Well, longline out of Hawaii, and then we jigged albacore in the north and the south, which the South Pacific's a long trip. It's like 5.5 months where you see Tahiti twice.
Wow.
And then, you know, it's your 300 to 1,500 miles away from land for whatever Mother Nature wants to throw at you down there. A lot of times, last time I was down there, we had 11 cyclones in 2 months.
Whoa.
So it's a lot of drifting around getting beat up.
Yeah, yeah. And so this is much more friendly?
Oh, this is way cooler.
Yeah.
You get to throw bait, and you walk fish around. They follow the boat, and guys in the rack.
Cool.
You know, it's raining albacore. I got some pictures I'll show you guys on the phone where albacore laying on top of the canopy that protect the chummer.
Because there's so many coming over the side.
No, we had inexperienced guys. You know, we had one guy
that had done it a lot
to where he'd throw them over his shoulder and they drop, you know, right behind his back and land on the deck. And the other two guys are throwing them over the canopy and they're hitting the water on the other side of the boat or almost breaking the window in the galley or going, you know, on the other side of the boat and you miss the boat. Dude, you know, it doesn't do any good to catch one if it goes right back in the water. So try to hit the boat. I know it's a smaller target compared to some boats, but it's still a big enough target to where, you know, you should be able to hit it.
Yeah.
But I got pictures on my phone of albacore laying on top of the canopy.
What's a good day, like when the dust settled and you Like, man, that was a
1,329 fish was our best day. And we had like half the crew that most of those guys had.
13, yeah. How many guys participated in that day?
Three guys in the rack. And I was on the tank and three guys on the rack.
Three guys for 1,300.
Yeah, yeah. And
that's vital.
And two of those guys hadn't done it before, so every time they would get a bite, it was a surprise. You could tell because their arms were straight now.
Okay.
So a guy that's good on the pole, he sees when he's getting bit, and he starts to lift. He's got his pole adjusted, and tail walks him to where he wants him, and then he throws him over his shoulder.
Got it.
Where the other guys, where every time they would get a bite, you could tell their arms are straight. Now it's like, dude, you got to pay attention. You're beating yourself up because if the fish is looking the other way, you got to turn the fish around. So that's just burning calories and, you know, using up all your fuel while you're in the rack. And then pretty soon it's like, hey, I'm tired. Well, yeah, you're tired, but you're not stopping. we don't have a crew for a rotation. You guys are in there until you pass out, and then you still got to do some more. So.
And that's because there's such long days up there in the fall.
Yeah, by the time it starts going to the pole, the days are shorter.
Okay. Because that's the latter part of the season. You start
into August, September, getting towards November. You know, the days are shorter, thank God.
Yeah. So what are you doing before it goes to the pole? We're just driving around jig boat.
We're a heavy jig boat because every well is full of bait.
And jigging is just like you would be albacore fishing here back in the day.
Except we don't stop when we get a bite.
Yeah, okay. You're just dragging feathers and
six knots, 6.8 knots.
And just, how many hooks on the?
We troll 12 jigs.
Okay. 12 jigs.
Yeah, it's like half of what we used to drag on the marina. Because we only have stern poles.
Okay.
Like on some of those bigger schooners that have two sets of poles, they drag gear along either side of the boat, almost all the way up to the bow.
Really?
And they get bit on that forward gear. That albacore gets on the boat.
Yeah, okay.
And it bites everything in the water when it wants to.
It's such a fun, it's such a different thing. You know, it was... You talk about albacore down here, and be like, oh, it's gone, or, you know, like, we it was here so long, but...
Cycles.
I mean, you know, that's the one thing about that, like, what a healthy population it is. It just doesn't live here. It doesn't live here right now.
West of here the whole time it's been absent. It's been out there in that Jasper and the I think it's the Urban. I've got to look at the chart. But it's out there in, like, the 135 block,
okay,
which is 18 blocks from us, okay, straight west, which is, I don't know, like 55 miles a block. So
yeah, it's a long way from here.
Yeah, but one big, strong easterly push, and it's right here in our backyard again.
Right.
Wow.
That's the thing. It's, you know,
everything shifted because there wasn't any fish in Canada last year.
Okay.
It was all below Canada, where previous years, it would get all the way up to Alaska. So the relationship with Canada is not so good. There's no treaty, so we don't have any Canadian boats coming down here, and no U.S. boats can go up there.
Got it.
So the Canadian boats were suffering.
Big time.
Yeah.
So that's why the price spiked for those Bled Blast guys. It got up to $6,500 a ton last year. So which is good for you. That's good. Well, we're a brine boat, so we didn't get $6,500. We get about half that.
Okay.
Maybe a little less.
Yeah.
$3,200 a ton. But it didn't fall. The price didn't fall. The fishing was good. A lot of fish coming in, and normally the price starts dropping. It stayed strong all last year.
Price was strong, and the fish were biting.
Yes.
We'll take it.
Yeah, that's a good combo.
That's a good combo.
Normally the price is strong and there's nothing to be caught. Right. And then they start catching and then the price starts falling because the buyers start hearing that, oh, they're starting to catch. We don't need to offer up big money.
Yeah. So when you're trolling, you say you don't stop. Like, are you constantly getting bit or you search?
Well, hopefully, if we're in the right place. Yeah, we're constantly getting bit and the guys have, we have Gerties right now where everything's kind of connected to a hydraulic pulley.
Okay.
And so they just pull a lever and the fish come in, and it's kind of harder to get the jigs out.
Are they pinch pullers? Are they barb jigs?
Oh, no.
Barbless.
Because we don't stop.
Yeah.
The only reason you need a barb is if somebody winds down and puts a lot of slack in their line and they're not turning the handle fast enough and the fish shakes his head, the thing falls out. And, oh, you had one, but you lost it. No, you lost a whole school. That was a big thing, sport fishing.
Yeah.
You lose an albacore, it swims fast, and it takes a whole school with it.
True.
Well, I don't know. You seem to catch a lot and lose a lot back in the day. But nobody likes it when it gets away.
Yeah.
You know, it's just you can't catch everything you hook, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
Joel, this is so cool.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that it was such a good season for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, because coming off a couple of bad years.
Yeah.
23 was horrible.
Well,
24 was horrible.
I'd say Joel was the lucky charm then.
Well, something.
He came in and
something clearly.
All the guys in the
my timing was right.
All the guys in the albacore fleet should be thankful that you're a part of the deal now.
They should.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I'm not great. I'll just take 2% of their gross for throwing luck their way.
That's it. And are you just, speaking of luck your way, you just got off the Royal Star, you and Teresa M.
Yeah, my wife. Morning, kitten.
Meow.
Anyway, yeah, we did the 4-day on the Royal Star. That was awesome. You know, and it's been like half a century since I had to pay to go fishing.
Wow.
And we're going to pay to go fishing again next year. They're turning it to a 7-day.
From a 4 cool. to a 7.
Yes.
New Year's trip.
The day after Christmas, leaves the 26th, then gets back in. Yeah.
Yeah.
How fun.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Good trip?
Yeah.
It was. We had a little weather. Mm-hmm. You know, we saw fish everywhere. We looked for fish, but, you know, not the meat we wanted. We ended up with, between my wife and I, we had 7 bluefin, 6 yellowtail, a 20 calico bass or something like that, some sheep dip.
Not bad.
Great.
No, it was
and
good.
Ate good and enjoyed a
the food was fantastic. And you know, once we stopped hiding from the strong nor'easter that was there, everything was fine.
That's cool.
We found some bluefin. And the guys that were in our footsteps, you know, after we were there, mm-hmm. the rooster saw the fish on the way down and told Brian, and then we went there and we found a good school that stuck with us. It was jumping around, and we picked at it.
Cool.
It was a bite full speed. I don't know what the total was, but...
But it was a good time.
Yeah, it was a good
and
time.
And you got to fish with Duke Ekstrom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Tim's really good.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, good engineer. He kept showing me, you know, the RSW temperature. The fish came off the boat really good.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't use Fisherman's Landing processing, you know, we went with 5-star. And looking at the product when it got done, the
very
fish
happy.
Looked fantastic. Yeah. So I say the fish come off that boat really good. They're
yeah,
nice.
Cool. Yeah. So you're eating well. You're eating well.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of eating, what do you eat when you're on a boat for months at a time out at sea?
Well, we eat a lot of fish, but we don't want to eat all the money fish.
Yeah.
We bring a lot of rice. We have foreign crew, so.
Yeah.
But I just eat sandwiches.
Yeah.
Protein shakes, sandwich.
Yeah.
I can't eat the crew cooks because it's all cooked in oil and got a lot of salt in it.
Yeah.
And that's not very Joel friendly.
Gotcha.
So yeah.
And is there somebody whose job it is to cook all the meals? Is that just
I got to work on him for how to cook for. The pasty white guy on the boat.
And is he a fisherman or is he just the chef? Like,
no, everybody does everything.
Okay, yeah, got it.
Because we're shorthanded, you know. When Brandon quit, we were down to 3 crew members. So, I mean, normally, like, everybody takes a turn cooking, but there was only 2 guys last year that would cook.
Okay.
And when Brandon was on the boat, he'd make some crock pot stuff. So that was nice.
Sure.
You know, I mean... That should be how it is, because hopefully, you know, when you're short on crew, they're pulling fish and stacking fish and dropping fish and blah, blah, blah all day long.
So you're up in the wheelhouse, right?
That's my place.
That's your place. And then the 4 crew are down on the deck pulling on fish and such like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they ever give you a hard time when you're not finding fish?
Not as hard a time as I give myself, no.
I know you, because I fish with you a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But that you give yourself a hard time.
I just keep looking until we find it.
Yeah, that's it. Relentless, like the old boat used to say.
Some say.
Yeah.
I'm trying to prove that.
Yeah.
Most guys my age are trying to retire, but nope, we're...
What's that all about?
Bought a boat, and away we go.
Yeah, fishermen don't really retire. They just keep going until they stop.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Right?
What else are you going to do? Go fishing?
Exactly. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I gotta make enough money to go fishing. You know, when I started fishing, half day trips used to be $3.50 at Seaforth. $3.50, which the dollar was way stronger back then, but $3.50.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you could write, you know, write again for half price. So for $5.25, I could fish La Jolla all day.
That's
so
crazy.
When did you start?
1969, first trip, my dad took me out on the Prowler.
On the Prowler.
Yeah, which is no longer here.
Who was running the Prowler?
Grossbeck.
Grossbeck?
Oh, no kidding.
Wow. Yeah, pre-Buzz.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, wow. And then, when did you get your license? When did you start running sport boats?
I got my license in 84 and started running the boat the day after I got my license.
That's wow. Cool. And what was that boat?
The Pursuit.
The Pursuit? Okay. Out of 22nd Street? Or?
No, it was out of Islandia at the time.
Oh, it was out of Islandia. Okay.
It was a short tour. We didn't like that guy. He didn't want to pay us, and he wanted us to work all the time for no money.
For free. Oh, that didn't work well.
He said he was going to pay us, but we went months without a check.
Oh, that's not good. No. That doesn't work too well.
It happens.
Yeah. But so then what?
Then went back to Seaforth and was a relief operator there forever. Then Mission Bell from 90 to 93. Then Legend 94 to 98. Conquest 98 to 2002. Relentless from 2002 to 2011, I think, is when the economy turned on us for a few years and there was no product. No product, no people.
Yeah.
The good thing about this, I mean, the economy can be horrible, but if there's something to catch, people will always beg, borrow, or steal to get on the boat. They always have.
For sure.
But if there's no product, it was horrible. We went from, like, we had a pretty good charter business. We went from, like, 150 days a year to 40 days a year.
What year was that?
2008, 9, 10, and 11, I think. Yeah. There's 4 years where the offshore trip for, like, 20 yellowfin or something like that was a good day, picking on some porpoise or...
Yeah.
It, no real meat, so people.
Yeah.
And charter groups were falling apart, you know, and I felt bad. I wasn't going to keep their, you know, because normally we had a rolling deposit. Like if you had a group that went twice a month throughout the whole season, they give you half the money down, and you just let that deposit roll over.
Yeah.
But then if a trip fell through, you know, you didn't want to take their deposit, especially if they got, you know.
Yeah, they come in.
So it got to where we just couldn't get off the dock. You couldn't. There wasn't enough people for the office to help fill or anything like that. It was just bad time.
Yeah, yeah. But we all recovered. We all survived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then that's when I started commercial fishing, was trying to pay the bills.
Yeah. So I remember the days of the early 90s fishing with you on the Mission Bell. Coronado Islands, man. Yeah, you were the master over there.
Well, I lengthened the trips. We'd stay out till 11 o'clock at night. We wouldn't get back in till 11 o'clock at night a bunch of times.
Catch fish.
Those guys at the office made good money, a lot of overtime, because I just wouldn't come back until we'd fish till dark.
Yeah. But you caught fish. I remember fishing many a day.
More hours on the ocean, more bites, more fish.
It just happens that way, right?
Yeah.
Are you that way on the albacore boat?
Well, we don't come in.
Yeah, you just
we don't come in until we're out of food or out of fuel or full of fish.
And do you only fish at during the daytime hours?
Yeah, it's beautiful. The bluefin stuff where you got to fish 24 hours a day. Yeah, we don't do the sun goes down. If we're in a good area, we go to sleep.
Oh, okay. Wow.
But the days are longer, so it's less sleep.
Yeah.
But it's still sleep.
Yeah. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Captain Joel Ralston.
Yep, so good to have a good buddy back in the studio, hanging out, talking fishing, and talking to you. If you want to join us this morning, we are going to be on the fan 2 hours and looking to take your phone calls this morning, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the fan. Again, 833-288-0973. Or you can send us a text. The text the show option, so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup now. And if you want to send in a text, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's easy to find. And as soon as you get that Let's Talk Hookup app, when you open it up, one of the first options you'll see is text the show. Just click on that. Type in your questions for Captain Joel. And make sure you include your contact info along with that text. Just a name and a phone number is all we need in case you win the prize at the end of the show today. And what a cool prize.
Super cool.
You put together today from our great friends up at APCO. So check this out. One lucky caller or texter is going to an APCO prize package. This includes that great APCO multi-tool.
Have you seen that multi-tool?
I'm super familiar.
That
very,
is
very
such
nice.
Yeah, it's a beautiful tool.
Yeah.
Made at Boker, Germany.
Pocket knife, scissors, you know, like a multi-tool. Exactly what it is, but all really high quality.
High end.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's a very, very nice multi-tool. In addition to that, you're going to win one of those APCO Blue Fever swimmers, which was that jig that was so popular for all the Cedros reports this year.
Yeah.
Rosie kept talking about how good the swimmer was, and then the next week guys would come into the shop and then come back after the, oh my God, you're right, that thing was killer. So somebody's going to win that APCO Blue Fever swimmer and one of the crossbreed jigs, which is a dart style jig. And then in addition to that, you're going to get some APCO Psycho Pro fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
How about that for a cool prize
package? Nice APCO prize package for you.
You got it, man. Again, that's all going to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today. If you want to give us a call, it's 833-288-0973, or send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, reading those texts. We're going to have a lot of fun with Captain Joel. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO Fillet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker, Germany, APCO Knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Fillet Knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surger Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Surger. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at surgersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 609-226-2403. That's surgersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have Fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Captain Joel.
Talking a lot in the breaks too about what Joel's learning, a ton of stuff.
That's so rad. Yeah. I just and the difference in the sport fishing side and the albacore side, and it's really cool and good to have you back in here, buddy.
How'd you learn all this stuff so fast?
So fast. They've been picking away at the knowledge for like half a century. So.
Yeah. Because a lot of what you did on the longline boats relates to what you're doing on the albacore boat.
No, longline is boring, boring, boring. Longline, you set 42 miles of gear, 3,600 hooks at a certain depth.
Whoa, wow. Hey,
because in that tropical water, the money zone, the bite zone, is in that thermocline. And a lot of times that's down 150, 200 meters.
Wow.
So you got to get the gear down to the fish. And you can't use any electronics because the whales hone in on you, and then they pick you clean on the gear, be it the fish that you've hooked or the bait. So it's all water charts.
Wow.
And they're not, as good as they are, they're not exact. So it's a lot of guesswork.
Yeah.
Trying to find a break that they show, it's not here. You keep going, here's a break. It's 15 miles away. 15 miles away is, a couple hours of looking around for what you want to set on.
Yeah. Sure.
And then as soon as you throw gear in the water, you're fighting the clock.
Yeah.
Because it takes 6 hours to set the gear, let it soak for 6 hours, 12 hours to pull it. That's one day right there. And every fish you catch is a big tangle, so the tangle takes time, and this and that. So you start losing time every day.
Yeah. But, like your fish care. A lot of it's the same, the fish care on a longline boat?
No, that longline fishing was ice.
It's all ice.
So it'd be gill and gut impact on ice.
Interesting.
And this is all spray brine.
Spray brine.
Before I was a bled blast boat where everything was, you could wet stack everything. We would bleed them. And then as soon as they would stop flopping, they'd be on deck for about 20 minutes and they go down to the fish hold. This, the way that the Teresa is set up, it's got like a rainforest underneath the brow of the bridge. So the water we're fishing in is like 20 degrees colder than the core temperature of albacore when they come out of the water. So we let them sit in that rainforest and let just the ocean water, that temperature, cools the fish off so you don't have to put that much of a hit on the refrigeration.
Ah.
So they can stay on deck for hours.
Wow.
Until everything slows down. Then we drop them. And then when they freeze, then we move them.
Do you gill and gut them, or you just drop them? Bleed them?
Drop them.
Yeah, there's no bleeding.
Catch them, drop them.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes the brine market, there's a bled brine market for a little bit more money. But we didn't have that offered to us until right about the time when things went to the pole. And you can't go for that kind of quality when they're on the lift pole.
Yeah, because it's coming on too fast.
Because they got to be alive to bleed them.
Yeah.
And you got every one guy in the tank, every other available hand in the rack, and letting it rain albacore, you're not going to have one guy running around trying to
trying to clip gills.
Cut their throat while they're still flopping on the deck. One's going to hit him in the head. Yeah. He's going to drop out of the sky and knock him out. So.
And what's the average size of the fish this year?
It started about 13.5 pounds and ended at 18.5 for us.
Okay. Wow.
That's cool.
So there's some 25 and 30 pounders in there and 12 pounders and this and that, but very few small fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was good.
That's great.
Well, phones are packed.
Yeah, they are.
The texts are coming through. You want to get through. There's one line open. Jeff is standing by at the fan at 833-288-0973. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it. Why don't we start it off this morning with Jim? Jim's calling us from National City. Jim, thanks for getting us started here on the phones with Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Jim.
Hey, morning, Rick P. Skipper, you know, I was lucky enough to fish with you 2 years ago on the Condor. Had a great trip, day and a half trip. And before I got on that boat, I was behind Fisherman's Landing, and Pete Gray came by, and I told him I was going on the Condor. He goes, Oh, yeah.
I remember you left your tackle box on the boat. We got it to the office for you.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, yeah. Long time no see.
Well, you know, then a year later I saw you, and you were with your wife, and you showed me pictures of your albacore boat that you bought. I don't know if you remember that encounter.
Yes, I do.
Joe remembers everything. Yeah. You can't get anything by him.
I try to delete the bad. Well, that was a one-day trip.
There were like 15 or 20 boats all around us, but we were one of the only ones that got on that hot bite. And the way you positioned us in there. Anyway, Pete told me that I would enjoy myself with you. You were more cordial. You had time to talk to me, anybody on the boat. And that next morning, after we got our bluefin, we got not near limits of yellowtail. But anyway... like I said, the big mishap is that we don't have you in our fleet no more.
I agree.
And I'm just glad I got to encounter you and your lovely wife, too, you know. So anyway, Joe, keep up the good work. Good luck to you. Stay safe and get your fix, brother.
Thanks for calling.
Phone call.
All right. That's nice awesome. To hear from you, Jim. Thanks a lot for the call. Happy New Year to you. You have a good text, huh, Rick?
Yeah, I thought so. Pull it right back up here. It says, hey, everyone, I'm too young to remember albacore here, and I really wanted to know what Joel's favorite trolling jigs are for albacore, and does it change when you're fishing from San Diego or fishing up north? Also, if you could share one of the most interesting stories you've had on your years over the water. Hoping to wish everybody Happy New Year and congrats to Joel.
That Zucker abortion used to be really good. We use a little bit of those commercial fishing, but they got the resin head, so when they hit the table or hit the deck, they crack and break all the time. But they're really light, so they swim really good. We had a guy that used to modify those ones, and he put little orange stripes on either side of them, and we were unstoppable one day with that color combination. It was weird. It's like that blue green with just a orange stripes on either side.
Orange stripes. And so what do you use now? Metal heads?
We use those hex heads.
Yeah.
With the red eyes or the blue eyes, or the guys get. We have a assortment of skirts. You guys are always mixing and matching and trying to make up all kinds of different colors.
But always a skirted allure.
Yeah, but when we're in the South Pacific or when I started jigging, you know, everyone used to be, oh, the sun's out. You need a light color jig. Oh, it's dark. You need black and purple. Oh, blah, blah. You drag something in front of a fish that wants to bite, it's going to hop on.
There you go.
So right place, right time, you're going to get a bite.
Yeah. That's
Do you have, you know, will there be a jig where it's just like, man, they just, that one is getting bit all the time.
Sometimes.
Or is it just more random and we, you know, we're
no, some, so we sometimes they're color sensitive, but when the bite's on, it really doesn't matter.
Got it.
Yeah. Hey, Mark in Fallbrook writes, good morning, Captain Joel. What kind of boat traffic would you encounter so far offshore? And what depth and temperature is the water?
Well, if there's an area where they're biting, it normally gets pretty crowded. It's like the milk commercial, the secret fishing hole. It seems like everyone's there.
Yeah, like what's crowded? How many boats?
Well, there was an area this last year. I think everybody was there. It's like 25 or 30 boats.
Wow.
I know there's more boats than that in the albacore fleet, but it sure seemed crowded.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty big, widespread area. So we didn't get to see everybody. Sometimes, like the last couple of years, albacore around here was a postage stamp. There's like a 5x5 square mile area. And it was every sport boat that was out at the time was in that area. And if anyone wandered away, they caught nothing and had to get right back into the mix. So.
And what's the temperature in the water generally?
Oh, we've caught them in 72-degree water, and we've caught them in 58.5-degree water.
No kidding.
But those hot water years, the band of water was really, really very little 70. If you did a circle, it would be 72-degree water, and you come back around, it would be like 68 or 67.
So it's just surface
in your prop wash. Yeah, just surface temp.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of water charts do you look at? Do you look at the bathymetric charts?
SeaView.
The SeaView, yeah.
Mark
which is what a lot
product.
Of guys do, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of guys have SeaView.
So you use the same thing up there that we would
absolutely
sport guys use down here. Yeah. See the how deep that cold water goes and such.
Yeah,
like
the subsurface breaks. That's the bluefin goody around here.
Yeah.
That 50-meter chart was pretty good. It's a 25-meter that we use a lot for albacore fishing.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they get that information, but it seems to be spot on. So.
Yeah. And that's what you have. And
well,
you have
that's where they're swimming, you know. Yeah. You think you catch them on the surface because when you pull them in, that's where you see the fish. It's right on the surface before it lands on the deck.
But that's not where
but
they live.
That, no. You run them over a lot of times. They're down to 25 or 30 fathoms, 40 fathoms,
uh-huh.
7 fathoms. You know, the closer to the surface they are, the more apt they are to bite.
Right. And do you use side-scan sonar or just up
all the time. Don't leave home without it.
Don't leave home without it. So you have all the stuff.
It's not your Capital One credit card. It's sonar. Don't leave home without it.
So you have all the stuff that you saw on the Royal Star this past week.
Yeah, we have the same sonar, actually.
Same sonar, yeah. All right. Hey, let's jump back in the phones. One line open, just opened up. You want to talk? Jeff is standing by at 833-288-0973.
John and Escondido is up next here on the phones. Good morning, John. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, gentlemen. I got to fish with Joel on the Mission Bell, and it was always a pleasure because he did. He stayed out, you know, and just, you know, if we didn't have limits, you know, he was still working it. But, hey, Pete, I want to thank you for fixing the app yesterday. I was thinking there was something wrong with my phone. I'm freaking out because I couldn't listen to it on the radio anymore. And but I ended up just for a note to anybody else, I just went to YouTube and listened to it on my phone. On YouTube, so
great.
I'm gonna stress a little bit, but I'm like, what happened? Because it was weird. The app, you could get into it, and then when you put you up, it would gray out, so you couldn't tap on it to play.
And, yeah, that was a temporary loss of internet for some reason. And our YouTube, this is what the weird thing is. Our YouTube and Facebook feed was fine, but that doesn't require as much bandwidth as our app feed does.
I would have thought the opposite.
Yeah, I would think so too.
Yeah.
But apparently, this is according to George, the amount of not necessarily bandwidth, but actually interruption of the internet. So it's spotty internet. That's when the app drops out. So it has to restart and such like that. So it's more like the spottiness in the internet. So I don't know. We have great internet here normally, but. Everything's, knock on wood, working today.
Yeah.
Everything's good. But that is a good point. Appreciate that you can, if you're on the app and for some reason the listen live feed isn't, just go scroll down and hit either the YouTube or Facebook on the app. And that'll bring it right up.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so that's easy. You don't even have to change your. You don't even have to go out of the app. You can just go right to that, and it'll work.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Appreciate it, John. Hey, I had another fun text from Jason in San Diego. Good morning, Pete, Rick, and especially Captain Joel. What a fun show. I love hearing these stories. My question for Joel is, with all that time you spent on the water, I can't imagine some of the crazy storms you've experienced. What is it like? How do you deal with big weather when you're on the boat for a long time, can't run. Can you give us a story from one of the rough weather days, and have you ever seen a rogue wave?
Well, they all feel like rogue waves when you're getting beat up by Mother Nature. But
they do.
But the boat we have now, we have a sea anchor. It's ready to go at all times. It's always hooked up. So if weather comes up on you, and it's the worst thing is having to run in for weather.
Okay.
Because you're just burning fuel, not catching any fish, and then you got to run all the way back out, try to get relocated. So the sea anchor, you know, we kind of go with the current as much as we do the wind. And this last year, we had like 3 days we were on the bag, and we drifted like almost 80 miles in 3 days.
Wow.
But in a big half moon, did a big hook, and that's the water chart shows the plankton edges, and most of the stuff ends up on plankton edges, and we ended up drifting right along the plankton edge. We bagged up, and there was a bunch of bird schools and bait and fish, and it was just too crummy to fish. And we woke up, and started looking around. Oh, look, hey, look, birds. Oh, look, sonar market. I mean, we woke up and we went right back to work.
That's
cool. So it was pretty cool, but it's...
What does the sea anchor do for you? Why do you put that out?
It keeps the bow into the weather. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to jog into some crummy weather, you just go slow into it. Because the worst thing, especially the boat's not trimmed out right, if boats get capsized, everyone's seen some YouTube thing where boats are going to the jetties and what breaks on them and they end up on their side or upside down. Worst case scenario, that could happen. But that would only happen if you're really heavy on one side.
You want to go through it like a knife.
Yeah, just straight through, straight up and down. Everyone can sleep. You know, just put different guys on the wheel, or you just throw the sea anchor out.
Okay. And it does it for you.
The engines down.
Yeah, and just I've got a radar in my room, so I can see if, you know, we're getting close to anyone or anyone's getting close to us. Watch movies, eat till you're sleepy, sleep till you're hungry.
Yeah, and just wait.
Wait it out.
Just wait until it's workable again.
How big is the sea anchor on a boat the size of the Teresa M?
I think it opened up,
a parachute?
Yeah, it's a... Maybe the size of the room here.
Okay, maybe 12 feet.
Sometimes you think it should be bigger.
Yeah.
But you know, it keeps the bow into the weather.
That's
the whole idea.
But sometimes the current will throw you up, you know, a little sideways. You can kind of roll a little bit, and then you straighten out. But it's a
safe way to go, though.
It's a safe way to go.
Yeah.
It's just hard to do that if it's crowded, because if you're downwind to everybody and you throw the sea anchor out, everyone's going to drift into you, guys that don't have a sea anchor or don't have one out.
Gotcha.
So, but if you're all by yourself, we ended up by ourselves most of the time at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Just throw the bag out and keep an eye out. Good.
When is the worst weather? Is it
towards the end of the year? You know, October, November. Sometimes in September we get kicked out of the North Pacific.
Ah.
I mean, when I worked on the marina, a lot of times it's the first week of September we'd be running for home.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, appreciate that very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great texts, and a whole lot more fun stories from Joel. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time in here this morning. If you want to join us, get in on the fun. Talk to Joel, 833 833- 888-288-0973 is how you do it. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It is time for the Catch Sports, sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Chart. Joel, you're talking about how important water charts are. Man, you can focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature, chlorophyll, current, sea height, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more info. We got him, Captain Brian Woolley of Dana War Sport Fishing's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good morning.
Same to you.
Man. More rain.
Yeah.
Stuff won't go away.
Right?
I know.
So annoying. Yeah. Well, you can imagine with the weather, you know, we had a pretty easy week of both local half day and our three quarter day stuff. The half day guys have been focusing on the bass anywhere from like 4 or 5 fathom out to 100 plus feet on some of those smaller stones, the stuff that doesn't get fished too terribly often. And stuff that has, like, some of that hard bottom edge where they can catch some whitefish and sculpin kind of at the same time. Water temps right at that 60-degree mark, so the surface action hasn't been too game on. It's been more of the dropper loop program. 2 to 3 ounces of weight, the current hasn't been too bad. So they've been getting away with some lighter torpedo sinker setups. Guys fishing the rubber lures, 1.5 ounce to a 2 ounce lead head on, like, a Viejo-style swim bait. Been able to get down to the bottom there and kind of roll that around the hard bottom, catching some nice sand bass that way. It's just, this is that time of year where you just have to put your time in at the rail. You know, you're going to make 30, 40 casts and maybe connect on one of them. So it's just kind of a, use your confidence colors, you know, and make sure you're in the right zones where the captain's telling you that fish is hanging out, and that's how you're going to get those bites for sure. 3/4 day trips have been out a little bit deeper on that sculpin and whitefish program. Obviously, that rockfish is close, so it's been kind of a shift gear approach there. So anywhere from like 180 to 250 feet, they've been targeting that sculpin and whitefish. That rubber lure set up like a twin tail scampi or a swim bait fished on a dropper loop has just been the tried and true sculpin setup for us. The guy's been fishing like an 8 or a 10-ounce torpedo sinker, and then, you know, just there on that dropper loop, looping that rubber lure on there. It's been very productive for the sculpin. And, you know, avoiding the rockfish has been a little bit of a challenge, but that seems to be the flat, low-relief, hard-bottom spots is where the guys are catching that sculpin and whitefish on the edges of the little higher little bumps and whatnot. So those sculpin zones been good, some sand dab and some other stuff in the mix for those guys. And then on the halibut derby front, we kicked that off on Friday. They had 3 fish, no big standout fish, but still a few fish kind of to get our feet wet as, we start that whole derby program. So that was nice. And along with that, in some of those inside zones where they're drifting for that halibut, they had plenty of, it's hard to call it bycatch, but they had sand bass, sculpin, whitefish, and stuff like that in the mix too. So plenty of action while they're drifting that halibut as well too. And those drift trips are Fridays. It's 3/4 day trip. It's from 6 to 3 p.m. 20 anglers. It does fill up pretty quick, so make those reservations for that trip if you want to get on that derby. And just a reminder, you can always jump in that derby on any half or 3/4 day trip by buying in. It's $10 at the counter in the morning, and a big chunk of that proceeds for that derby go to CCA Cal. So just a good little deal there as well. So kind of it in a nutshell. We did have a few hoop net trips out this week. Last night they had a trip. They ended up with, I think, under 10 keepers, but 230 plus short lobster in the mix there too. So some that were super close, obviously.
A lot of pulling
on
that.
But a lot of hooping. So good stuff going. Just again, weather windows is kind of the name of the game, and making your reservations. So if you want to hop on a trip here, our number 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web as well and book online at danawharf.com.
You know, Willie, it was a good report. I know there's some weather that got in the way, but it looks like once we get through the end of this, you know, another day or two of up and down, but, you know, going farther by midweek, it looks like it's nice for a
beautiful,
good long stretch. So, and you know what?
That's awesome.
That really fun bonita that we have been fishing, it has already been through several of these dips and dives and weather and wind and rain, and it sure seems to bite through all
of
the.
It seems like the water's holding up. So.
Yeah, so let's cross our fingers, but looks like we got a really nice stretch in front of us, and I know one thing, the Dana Wharf boys will be right back on that fish right away. So
that's the plan, you know. We just, again, just dodging and weaving the weather, and we'll see what happens here. So thanks for the time, guys. Have a great rest of the show, and we'll catch you next week.
The best, Willie. Good luck, man. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for the report.
Thanks. Happy New Year to you, Willie. Appreciate that.
All right. While we wait for Gundy Gunderson, you have a great text.
I thought so. It was a fun text while we're waiting for our surf guru. It's from Mike and Rose Mead. It says, good morning, guys. Hey, Joel, I see canned tuna/albacore labeled from sources all over the world. A lot of Peru, South Pacific, and Mediterranean. I'm confused about what to buy. I prefer Northern Pacific fish because I know it's a lot of our friends in our fleet. Can you elaborate on what the difference is in the fish? And do you have any suggestions?
Most of the big names like Bumblebee and Starkist, most of those fish are longline fish from the tropics, big fish.
Oh, really?
Where they got to put additives, they got to, the oil content is really low and the mercury content is really high on those. Some of the fish that are where I offload, that fish ends up going to Vietnam, it gets canned and comes back up here, and it's Wild Planet. If you go to Costco, the Wild Planet brand is where our fish end up. But there's other gourmet stuff, like the company I used to work for, High Seas Tuna, once again, Mike and Paulette, here's your plug, is really good. It's
canned local.
Lead Blast Albacore. It's a different product than the brine fish, because most brine fish aren't bled. So, right, anyone that deals with any type of migratory species, you know, if you bleed them, it's a better product.
Yes.
So that fish is only available, like, online, High Seas Tuna. I know there's some other ones around, but I'm not going to plug them because I never work for them. that's about all I got for you, really.
Yeah.
And so your product goes from Oregon or Washington to Vietnam to be canned and then comes back.
I think so. I haven't followed it, but, you know, I wasn't on the boat when it went down there and didn't take it on the ship all the way back
but
up.
That's roughly the truth.
But I think that's the course it takes.
Interesting.
That is, right. Totally.
Yeah, well, let's find out what's biting in the surf. Guru Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Happy New Year, Gundy.
What's up, Gundy?
Hey, Happy New Year. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. Good morning.
Excellent. How are you?
Not too bad. I got that cold, so I got rid of it, but I tell you, man, it's like a holiday tradition, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go to the family gathering, get the cold.
Yeah.
Keep it till Valentine's Day, and then. Yeah.
Oh man, I tell you, you can run, but you can't hide.
Never can.
But anyways, you know, it's been kind of an interesting situation with all these weather fronts moving through. Not a lot of consistency. Not a lot of the stuff you like to see, but there are some interesting points that I'll bring up. And one of them is, more striped bass in the surf. You know, they rebound pretty quick in the storms, and the cold fronts don't affect the striped bass as much. But, before this last batch in that Doheny to Poche area, we had another 15-pound, 7-ounce striped bass taken in there. I got a report of a striped bass off Dockweiler. I got a report of a few fish off the Ventura River mouth, and it's all oriented on the bait. You know, it's the water temperatures are still pretty warm, 63-degree water. There's anchovies inside, so you've seen the bonita and the counts. So all those kind of conditions are ideal for attracting striped bass. And what we've been seeing is the bass mixed under the birds. And so going forward, what I'm saying is it's all about scouting, finding that bait, you know, when things straighten out, and then you're going to find some striped bass strikes in there, you know. And I would say anywhere along the San Diego coast, anywhere you see that situation, you know, not necessarily these spots I'm telling you, but, you know, the spots that do trend better are river mouths and bait concentrations, and usually spots that are near canyons, you know, on the outside where these fish will transit, you know, so those sort of things. But I would say at this point, the bait is crucial. And when you're thinking of casting and moving fish that are under birds like that, you want to use lures that have more range, you know, so you can throw a swim bait a certain distance, but you're going to get longer casts on something like a spoon or, you know, even some of those weight forward pencil poppers, things that you can, that have range that you can cover a lot of water. That's the whole key, is covering water. when these fish are on the move. So Gundy. I think my voice is going to give out here pretty quick. So
Gundy, you're
I'm just going to leave
tough,
it at that.
Man.
But the opportunities are in the striped bass right now.
You're too much, buddy. I love it. I mean, Gundy's report is always so good, so killer. For God's sakes, you should have just taken the morning off. You deserved it, but you're always here for the fam, and we sure appreciate it. And great info, man. Like, it was just awesome. And appreciate everything you do, Gundy. A great report, as always. And, man, that striper, it's the holy grail, but it seems like it's becoming more and more available. It's been really fun to watch the progression of it. And, man, sure appreciate you hanging tough. Great job with the report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You know, a lot of successful fishing is imagination, you know. You have to see it.
Yeah, that's it. And all this water certainly helps all that stuff, too, right? I mean, all this good water, it's going to create, you know, maybe salmon, maybe stripers, you know. Who knows what's going to come this year? Never know.
We'll be ready.
Hopefully albacore.
Yeah, albacore. We like
that. That'd be nice. Oh. I like to fish right out front here. That'd be kind of cool.
Hey, Gundy, thanks
like
a lot. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you next week. Get well.
Have a good week, guys.
Appreciate you, Gundy. That's going to wrap up our report. Again, the 2026 Bill Varney calendar is available now from your local tackle store or check surffishtackle.com. We got a whole nother hour coming your way of Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Joel. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches. Sandwiches made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hunters Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.